Blog Talk Radio.
And have the voice of
dream.
Hello, everyone, and this is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and I want to welcome all of you to the show today. We're starting out with one of those fun shows. This is the day we have Pamela Cummings on, and Pamela, if you can hear me on this, I'm working with it. I'm not able to get Blog Talk on, so what we've got is we've got Psychic Jethro right now on the airwaves working with all of you. I know we've got quite a few callers. I can feel that, and we're working with Blog to let us in. Due to the days of three energies and strengths, a test for all of us who are metaphysically looking and working with our energy. The energy of, we're working with Chamuel, the strong angel of working with higher power and creator with love on the last set. And so I want all of you guys to do a little bit of white energy as we're talking here and start putting the strength in. And let's see if we can get Pamela Cummings on the show here. I am not able to, like I said, get into Blog Talk Radio. I'm only able to get into Skype and the voice. So we're going to continue to work here and see what we've got. We've got Kelly out on the highway. She is doing a lot of move and has worked with Pamela quite a bit, as all of you guys know. We've been working on that, so listen in, continue to work with us. We'll do a little bit of light energy. And Pamela, can you hear me out there? Okay, we've got to get Pamela in. We know I'm going to be working the side of this here, and Blog Talk is not letting me in. So once again, I'll be working with those of you who are listening into the program, and as we get this to go in, we'll be more live cast and more working with you guys to get this to be able to be a really good show, and that's what we want. We want this to be able to also give you the experience, and as Blog Talk kicks us in and out and bops us around through the year, we've all been working on handling our stuff. And this is one of the things that we've got happening right now, is that the energy and the whole broadcasting system is working on having the sunnings or energy. We know this is the three darkest days of energy. We know a lot of you spiritually have been doing a lot of your blessings. Make sure during this time that you're doing that relaxed, meditative energy to be able to release any and all things that you want to go, because we're having that equinox, we're having the energy of an eclipse right there, we're having a lot of strength of energy being projected towards the universe as a whole to be able to put that out. We had a great show here on Friday, gave away two awards and gave away two Christmas prizes. One of those was Sue Billings was a winner, and the other person that won the other Christmas basket was Debbie Selsby. So you guys, congratulations for being the two winners of Psychics Gone Wild. We're going to continue to give away those readings and that work of giving away a prize to you every Saturday. And so what those of you who have continually looked in and seen with the energy know that you're going to be able to get that energy of having the prizes on Friday. So I'm going to go ahead and go through a little bit of work here. We've had a couple emails that I'm going to look at while we're going through and trying to get Pamela on. Pamela, cut me off at any time to say, hey, I'm here or whatever. If you want, you can get signed in because I'm waiting here for you and I'm looking at the numbers. Blog Talk Radio has been going through a lot of transition. We know with the planets and the work that's out there. We also know that what else is happening is that this has been one of those years that the technical support has hit us a lot. And it's like, this is one of those times today. As I look, I'm getting a complete blank screen. I don't get into Blog Talk Radio. It's not letting me sign in. And more importantly, which we're really trying to do is I'm able to verbalize with you, but I'm not able to make that contact with any of you. I do have, like I said, a couple of them. I'll read you the email. Capricorn in Texas, you had wrote into Psychics Gone Wild to help you with finding your other energy, finding the other person, and is there a spiritual karmic relationship still available for everyone? This is a good topic. You left this out, and so we're going to go through this. Each person has a spiritual energy. This is the conflicts that we have in a lot of metaphysical classes and students, is that if you're looking for your karmic relationship and you're looking for other energies to go in and help, then you're not also finding that energy. Doesn't mean that it's not out there. It means that there's a way to find the energy. Not everyone has what they said, a soulmate was one of the conflicts that we had last week on our show. And if you look at that, that's really a very good, interesting topic. Everything happens in its own space and time. So our, and I say our, but the belief of the two psychics that were on, me and Dina Flanagan, was the fact that everyone has an energy out there. Everyone has a unity and a strength, and that unity and love is there. So, you know, the conflict we had was everyone was calling, and we had quite a few of you asking that. So I would say with that show that you listened to, yes, very much. How to find that energy? Meditations, yoga, working to find that energy. Find your spiritual path of what's going to open for you the light, whether it be church, prayers, meditations, chant, mantra, working energy. So the next email I've got here is in Oregon. My totem seems to be mad at me. What do I do? This happens quite a bit. This is something that interesting that, you know, when your totem is mad at you, you have it having odd energies, you're not feeling your totem or working with the energies, you have the animal sensing. It's where you need to look within yourself, because the totem is part of you. If you have whatever your totem is, you'll notice those frequencies about yourself. If you have a totem reacting to you, make sure you're sitting down, doing more time for meditation, slowing down and working within your life and the work that you're doing. You know, I love what you said, Oregon. My totem's mad at me. Well, yeah, the totem's mad at you, so obviously you're having some energy here. It can sometimes be a way of your totem acting out some of your conscious, of subconscious and conscious together. We all know that your totem works going into your conscious life, your mental thoughts, to your subconscious, your dream state, your psychic ability, your other unconscious abilities that were awakened there in your spirit energy. So work with that energy very much to be ensured that you're having that. As we're signing in again here, I don't know if any of you else can get into the Blog Talk Radio, but if you can hear my voice, this is the show to do it. Amy Kavanoff, Pamela Cummings, I don't know if Kelly's even, like I said, she's on the highway and couldn't work today. Any of you three that have that email and able to get in with our password, please do and start with the show, because what I've got is I cannot get in past the Skype. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a few minutes more of the show, and then I'm going to have to, if we can't get this to do it, to be able to do the readings, I'm going to have to call this a technical foul game. But looking at the energy, I want all of you to know that we are out here, we are doing the spiritual work, and obviously today here I'm in Tennessee running the energy through. This Skype is not letting anyone sign in. Blog Talk has went through a lot of changes, and one of the things I know, those of you who will be listening in tonight, if you get a chance, go to A1R Psychic Radio. It'll be really interesting to see if I'm able to do the Living in the Psychic Realm show. I have it 11 p.m. tonight, and that was part of why Living in the Realm began to prosper over there, was Blog Talk has these times of technical. Last I heard, we had a lot of friends and family trying to get into Blog Talk, and I love it. You guys know that it's been a very good outlet for all of us to do our show, but unfortunately, we have these kind of days, and the laptop I have is a very state-of-the-art laptop working through, and I've had it with my desktop, and I've tried with other people's computers. I'm using K's today, in fact, another one, and it's just I'm not able to get in. So those of you who are listening on iTunes know that it's a really good day, and let's talk a little bit about this good day. Any of you who's done any prayers or any intent, remember that we are changing the way of the world. Everyone had talked about what was going to happen with the Mayan calendar. Well, we're still here. We're really working in the energy, and what's even great is that those of you who've studied and believe the new ascension know that we did the Christ white energy here. We're putting out that white energy. We're getting all the strength there. We're putting in some more work. I know some friends who did some yoga had told me that they were going to be doing on the 21st a lot of intense energy and heart-opening chakra energy in Georgia. Please, you know, get on the show. You guys are welcome. Once we get this to turn on and do the thing, let us know what's happening up there. We've got Pamela on the South Coast, Pamela Cummings, today's her day. You've got Psyche Jethro here, and we're working on this, getting this to go open. It's the really excellent part of having that energy work towards what we need is that positive goal. I do think that Blog Talk is basically having a jammed energy, because as I look at it, I can feel the energy. I want all of you guys to help us a little bit here of working with relaxing, sending that white energy. Those of you who are taking the Angel class over in Psychic's Gone, Psychic Learning Connection, know that, you know, we have these energies happen for a reason. Using with the younger angel Ariel, we can always do the Archangel Ring of Gia, bringing in, doing the prosperous, feeling the energy, seeing the new energy, feeling that angel work working. And I want each and all of you guys to know that we are here on Psyche's Gone Wild, and do the Psyche's Wild God com site if you need to get in contact. We're doing a lot of phone today, and I've been doing other readings, but I just can't seem to get Blog Talk Radio to let us play. So maybe there's a reason for that. So we're going to go ahead and continue. The song we heard today was Yuka Rose in a Sentimental Mood, and it was a very beautiful song. I am, like I said, I'm still having that situation go there, that we're going to continue to have the show set up and work with all of you guys calling in. Remember how to get a hold of us. You know, you have the addresses. Go in the archives if you'd like to, or look on psychicsdonwald.com and get a hold of. We've got Pamela Cummings, the phenomenal gifted psychic, and catch her for one of those readings. You know, she's very musical, very gifted. We have Amy Kavanaugh here in Florida, a very gifted mermaid, helping people with grieving counseling, psychic healing energies, and working with helping you get that message from the other side. There again, you know, you want to get that healthy coffee, go to 719-289-4907, and you can get the energy there with Casey Kelly and her energy of getting the healthy organo-cold coffee. And JethroSmith.net is the way to get a hold of Psychic Jethro. Go on the website or call me at 928-284-0437. I am doing readings today, except for tonight, 11 p.m. I will be on the radio working with Skype to get Living in the Psychic Realm. We'll be on the other part of the site. So I welcome all of you guys. I thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to give it a few more minutes. And Pamela, can you hear me yet? Okay. Pamela has not been able to sign in there, and I guess if she's waiting for me to pick up the phone, I cannot pick it up because Psyche's Gone Wild site will not let me sign in. I'm only able to talk on the Skype and call in this way. I hope that you guys can hear me. So what we're going on, and this is Psyche Jethro, embarrassingly, is we're working on trying to get everybody's connection together. So this is one of the ways that we go into the studio, and the radio is having a very strong energy of helping and achieving everyone's work. So that's what we're doing today. Psyche's Gone Wild, going wilder, having a lot of fun and enjoying the energy. I had a message that was wrote to me 2 days ago, and I'm hoping you can hear me out there. I was going to produce this on Living in the Psychic Realm, but obviously we're waiting here for our psychic to get through. If she can get through on Psyche's Gone Wild through Blog Talk Radio, we'll have Pamela on today doing readings and someone in the room so I can pick up the phones, because I can't do that this way. What I love about it is we have continually produced a lot of work and a lot of energy for everyone else in the times that we have had going into our work and our energy, and that's what we continue to do here. Looking at the next year, you know, with Kelly gone and doing her work, she's out getting her things picked up and physically and handling her energy. So as Amy was helping us, you know, we went on Friday night, just really back-to-back readings. We'll have Dina Flanagan on Thursday nights. She'll be here from May doing that work, helping all of you guys. We look forward to that. Don't forget to put in for the work of what we've got happening, and that is trying to get it to work. I am not able to get it in, and unfortunately, I'm going to go ahead and look at the show, see if we can get it in on Blog Talk Radio coming in, or otherwise we're going to do a technical foul because I can't pick up the phones to do the readings for you. Don't forget tonight, A1R Psychic Radio, turn in to Living in the Psychic Realm with Psychic Jethro. I will be doing half an hour readings there, fast and hard and quick and there. Dave will be doing it. Dave Solomon will be running the board. They do their own work. This is where Blog Talk, you know, if you can't get into the studio, I can't do this. I can call you through the phone. You can hear my voice. All of you out there, put the light work. Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year. We are welcoming. We love the spirit and the energy of bringing forth the energy of it. Pamela Cummings is the psychic we have on today. She had already talked to me yesterday, so I know she's out there. We just can't get it to sign in. And you sign it in, it's, you know, everyone knows with me the passwords. Kelly had worked with her. Amy, you know, you're out there. I've got your energy. I'm pretty much working towards it. We are working really hard on the strength of it, and we're going to go ahead. I'm working with the energy. And we've had a little bit of technical difficulty. This is Psychic Jethro, and I want to welcome all of you guys, and thank you for trying to tune in today. We will get it together here. We, you know, Kelly has trained Pamela on the computer, and I'm not able to get into the Blog Talk Radio. So I'm going to thank all of you guys. Call this a good show, and we will be back with you tomorrow. It'll be Christmas Day, and I will definitely get with you guys, and we'll do a show tomorrow. We'll give it another attempt, our usual time, same station. You know, those of you who tune in and go into the energy of it, remember this is, you know, Monday, our fun day. So continually working with all of you guys, we will be able to get together and work on that. And I thank you. I apologize to you that we had this little bit of technical. It happens with, you know, Kelly having to leave like in a quick hurry and me here doing my readings and helping people, and we've had everybody out. We will get with you. You won't get disappointed. We'll have an hour with Pamela Cummings, and maybe we can even work out, which would be really great, is to get her on one of our Wednesday nights or maybe a Friday night and have her on a Friday night show. So I'm going to just end that out with all of you guys. I want to thank all of you guys. And, you know, we continually will be there helping everyone go through the energy. And what we're kind of doing here is I'm looking, trying to get the energy going into the cycle is to be able to have a really positive import with everybody else. And that's what I want you guys all to do today. Remember me and remember the Psychic's Gone Wild. Remember Pamela, all of us friends. Give us a call today if you need a reading. That's what I want you to do. It's really causing conflict with this energy earth and this creation earth on there. I don't know. I've never really had this much of a problem with it doing it as I am today. So I have to also add the fact that, you know, nobody's kidding anybody. We know the guides are working with it. They're going into a new cycle. And this is what's really challenging about it, is as you go through the whole energy with us, you can also feel the same thing that we've been feeling as psychics, but the fact that nobody else is going to help you with this energy except for yourself. So bear with me. I'm trying to get Pamela on the set because we're just stubborn to get her to talk to. We need to talk to our Pamela because Pamela Cummings is so good and good. But we also want to make sure that as we're going through the energies here, nobody else is going to get the energy to start. Now, do you feel that? There's the energy trying to get us in.
Hello, this is Pamela.
Pamela, this is Psyche Jess from Psyche's Gone Wild. I cannot get the site up, but I had to talk to you. We're on the air live. We know you were coming on. We're talking about the 3 days here and the energy. I have Blog Talk will not let me come on the Skype, but we are on the show live. It's me and you, and I told the callers, I said, we've got to talk to Pamela, so I just called you.
I'm so glad you did, because I've been listening. You can't hear me. I actually tried to call in to do the host. But it won't let me in because there's only one host allowed. So, this is so funny.
I guess it was a day for us to do this, and it is a good energy for all of you guys who call in and know that we're here. We're here to help you, but Blog Talk is being that. I sometimes will co-host, and poor Pamela, she's been trained by Kelly. Kelly's got so much going on that with this Blog Talk, it is tricky. When I tried to do the co-host, they won't let me sign in co-host, they won't let me sign in as host, it'll let me talk on the phone. So I'm only on Skype. Whatever's going on with the other part of the show, it did let me hit the button and play the music because I had already gotten that in, and that was the last thing I got. And then Blog Talk went off to its own world. So we are Psychics Gone Wild, and we're very wild because you can hear our voice. You just can't get readings. I think that's the angels' ways of saying, okay, guys, what advice can you give these guys learning and spiritual to get them through and get us to go to the next level of ascension? You know?
Well, that's funny, and you know, when you said that, what I heard is just open your heart and be open to letting love in, to letting the positive in. And the other thing that I'm picking up too is, you know, a lot of times we think with the holidays that everything has to be perfect and we have to be perfect, you know, and it's funny because I'm getting a song and I'm hearing got to be real. So you need to be real on today. So, you know, no matter how you feel today, because if some people, this is a very lonely time. I've had lonely holiday times. And just be yourself, but open your heart to the love of the angels, because they're always there. Jethro, you didn't lose me, did you? Okay, I thought you lost me.
We can feel the energy. No, that was beautiful, Pamela. And she's right on. It's like you guys, you know, you joke about Coke. Well, we're the real thing because we're right here. We're here to help you, just like the angels, and I agree. And it was so ironic because me and Pamela very seldom work together. A little nervous to each other. We both do different energy, and I kind of laughed at the angels today because I just had gotten done with the reading. They're like, Pamela. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to the radio. I've got both things going. We went through two things to get the Skype to work. I couldn't get the Blog Talk, and I was a little grumpy because I'm like, come on, Blog Talk, come on. And the angels started doing this song, and I started feeling this energy, and it's like, I'd love that. You have to be real, and it's like, here goes the energy, you guys. Here goes the energy. And I'm like, Okay, and those of you out there, I know a lot of you, we have a lot of callers this year that have added on through all of our shows, and I know you were just, they teased me. I had an email yesterday that once said, what are you guys doing? And I love what Pamela says, we're bringing you to the angels, we're talking about it. The friends in Sedona said it's immediate. They said they're feeling this energy immediately now, that as soon as something's put out there in energy, it's right back home to you. And Pamela said, you know, the angels, Pamela, can you feel what they're telling? I mean, I can hear your angels are just, Pamela's angels are always so musical, I love them. They're just saying,
yes.
It's like this chorus going on, and they're just so happy. They're like, you two figured it out. We wanted you two to just get on there and just talk to everybody and get them ready for what the love in their heart, opening their energy. It's like, I love that.
Right. And, you know, okay, and this might offend some Christians, but what I'm hearing, okay, is that it's not, the holidays are not all about Jesus. What it really is what, how Jesus, you know, and I'm not a Christian, okay? I'm an interfaith minister, but what I'm hearing is this is about what Jesus wanted us to be, opening your heart to love, to joy, the giving, the receiving, and the light. You know, that's really the light, in the light of God, in the light of love. And I keep on hearing the song, you know, Deck the Halls with, I don't need something of Holly, la, 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 la. And that's what they want you to open your heart to joy. That's the most important thing. And the other thing I'm getting is that this time of year, a lot of people are so happy and joyous. And then the rest of the year, I hate to say, bah humbug, okay? And what the angels are asking is that if you could take this joy that you feel now, or, you know, or act as if that you feel, if you're not feeling it today, and spread the good cheer, you know, all year long. That's so important.
I agree very much, Annette. And it is true. I mean, it's exactly where the whole spirit of the energy of it is. I have, this time of the year, a lot of friends we help, and those of you who know, like Amy was saying about, she gives out socks, because people that are homeless need socks, and she goes out and gives out socks to people and helps and goes around and finds them. Same thing Pamela was just saying there with the angels, and I love this, all of us that are come together. All of us are unity from different walks of life, and what's most important for us is that you guys are getting that white energy. And if you do have that, you know, that feeling of sadness, you've got us on Blog Talk, you've got the phone numbers. I've had the most funnest time during this time of the year, that just to give someone a surprise call. My niece called me on the way coming up here, made me teary-eyed because she just called and had a lot of stress, and it made me giggle because she goes, I was just thinking about you and all the silly things you do at Christmas. You know, you're just like silly. And I realized, okay, and I realized it's exactly what you said, because I feel that Holy Spirit. I think it is about, it's the giving and the fun and just acknowledging the angels are all over. I mean, this is the time of the year we hang them up and put them, you know, I mean, it's kind of kinky. They put a dress up, or here's an angel sitting on a tree over here, and I'm just all happy because angels are showing their face. I'm not really thinking about, you know, that stuff. I think that's what makes the difference in the holiday. Pamela, I mean, you were one of our most positive and gifted psyches. We got to see you this time come up on the year. You know, Pamela was in the top 100 of the year psychics in the world. We were laughing as other people were going, this lady on Tuesdays is just such a riot, and I feel the energy. It's the angels. I mean, Pamela, do you do an exercise to bring them in daily? Are you just, I mean, I know you're tuned in and very gifted, but is there something you do to help raise them? You've got such a positive high vibration.
Honestly, let's see. I've been working on myself for a long time. And I think I want to say the daily cleansing of looking at my stuff, okay? Because that's so important. And quite honestly, it's something that I learned a long time ago, was pray in the morning and pray at night. And meditate through the day. And when I'm human. When I start to feel negative and a little down, either I allow myself, I call a friend, but a lot of times just reading affirmation and the prayer every day. One of the things I've been, you know, with the New Year's coming up, you know how we make New Year's resolutions. And one of the things that I decided quite some many years ago was that I wanted to be positive. So every day I ask that they help me, you know, stay positive and full of faith, so me and God can create an awesome life together. And it seems like a really simple prayer, but it's amazing the way that it works.
I love that. I feel that. I'm here, and boy, they're putting a lot of energy between me and Pamela, so you guys laugh at us all you want, but we're doing this on a stick, you know, we're doing with a cup and a string here, just because we're persistent.
That's so funny.
And their guys are telling me with the angels here that it's just like it's happening, and I love what you just said there, because that's the key to you guys to help. I know that we have two widows that became that this year that are regular listeners, and I know you guys have said you were going to listen. You teased us about me and Pamela when we're on the show because you feel that tingling feeling. That's the Holy Spirit feeling you're feeling. We both, and I love what she said, working with energy, and I've had some emails from a couple of friends. I'd like to read a couple of them to you, Pamela, if you don't mind. We can do a couple of readings. I know that Catherine has wrote here, and she's put down a little email that she said, I have found out that my boyfriend was not messing around on me. Thank you, psychics gone wild. You guys read me for this and found out, and you were right. We stayed together. I've also looked at my stocking this year, and I've got something surprisingly in there. I want to thank you guys, because if it hadn't been for Pamela and for the other psychics involved, I would have not stayed in this relationship. Blessings to all of you. I think you're the angels. Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh.
We're reading the emails, you guys, and you know I don't really read with Pamela a lot, so I'm running through the emails we've got through Psychics Gone Wild and on our site. One of them is asking, Pamela, you obviously work out and exercise. Would you suggest to me that I do yoga to open up? I've got some tears and emotion inside. I had a reading done with you this summer. You helped me so much, but I still hurt. What would you suggest with me? I should do it with the yoga. Do it or not?
I'm getting gentle. It needs to be gentle, okay? And because I'm just getting, she overdoes it, okay? She needs to go gentle. And the other thing I'm getting is to take baths. It just feels like the muscles, especially in the spine, are all locked up, okay? So massage baths, things like that, and gentle yoga, because yoga can be very strenuous. You know, it depends on how you go.
That makes sense. That's very beautiful. And I agree with Pamela, and I love, these are our wild night people that party with us on nights. I'm getting a couple other emails here. I got one of you wrote me on Skype. They're laughing. They said they can hear us on the show. We sound really good together, but there's a little tingling sound on there. No, we're not using any bells. This is just energy, you guys. This is me and her on Skype talking to you through the show. It won't let us on. For some reason, it won't let me and her either one. I think the higher power is running the show today. He's the host, and we're the hostess, co-host today. So deal with the energy. Avatar wrote, I'm on the phone. I wanted to know, I'm going to be moving in Colorado. What do you see for me, Pamela, with my move? My son is here. I have a son that passed on one side, and I have a son here. What do you feel for me happening in 2013?
Okay, and what I got, quite honestly, a little funky feeling in my stomach, and I feel like it's going to be a huge adjustment, okay? And I'm seeing coughing. And I'm seeing, I want to say, okay, excuse us, but this is how, I'm seeing a purge, like growing up, okay? So I'm getting that it's not going to be very comfortable at first, okay, to get used to. And now I'm hearing the song Homeward Bound, I Wish I Was Homeward Bound, okay? So, but to give it a chance, okay, because after a while you'll love it. And it's really funny because I'm getting a vision of myself yesterday when I was sitting at a table with some friends, because I've been in North Carolina for over 2 years, and I went down about 2 hours away to meet a friend who came down from New Jersey, and she's just like in total culture shock, okay, and she's not going to live here, but she, you know, and it was just so funny because I'm adjusted. I wouldn't want to move back now because I'm comfortable here, and that's how I'm going to feel, that it will be good for her. I'm also getting that she's going to have a good relationship, and I'm not sure if it's with her son or if it's a romantic relationship. I just feel, I'm feeling like a great love
She's right. Thank you. Bless you. And Pamela, you are as much fun as they said you are in the daytime. I very seldom get to stay in, but I'm glad I did. Okay. All right. Let's go now to the next one here. We've got one from Michigan. We've got Daryl from Michigan. Daryl is writing that he did feel bad this holiday. He has kind of thought about some sad thoughts, and he does want to know, what do you do when your family doesn't want you to be a part of their life? Where do you go?
You know, it was funny you didn't even finish the sentence. And I heard, make a new family, okay? Make a new family. And the other thing, too, that's exactly what they said. The other thing, too, is I'm getting, you know, it's so funny, because I was about to say, make the best you, and I heard the Army or Navy song, be all that you can be. You know, work on yourself and prove who you are as a person. You know, and it feels like they'll come back, but quite honestly, I'm just feeling a new family. You know, that's what I'm getting. And I know, believe me, I've spent holidays without my family when I had issues. I won't go into it with them. And I know it's not easy, okay? But again, make a new family. And the other thing I'm getting tomorrow is to go for him to go and see a movie, you know, at the theater or something. That's what I'm getting.
Heard that, Daryl. He writes, thank you, Pamela.
Uh-oh.
I know you're a
Jethro, did I lose you?
Can you hear me?
Shoot. Jethro?
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you back.
Okay, I thought I
We got some wild.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, and it's wild energy.
Uh-oh, Jethro.
Still there. It's the energy of the guys we're going to.
Okay.
Boy, they got
funny.
I get the chills. You guys, blessings to everyone
out
there.
You know, it's an unusual. This usually doesn't happen.
It's definitely the guys at work. This is Psyche's Gone Wild, and we are wild for you guys, and we love all of you. We've got this.
Uh-oh, Jethro?
Yes?
It's a good.
Is it cutting in and out on me? It feels like it. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm really trying to get. They said the guides are telling me that you've got a lot happening here for those of you listening in.
Whoops, Jethro, you're breaking up.
Yeah. It's the energy. They're going to go ahead. It's even Skype today. You guys know that this will pass. We've got one last day of this dark energy as we go through this energy around the ascension into the strength, and then look out tomorrow when it gets to be strong again. Merry Christmas, everybody. Did hear what Pamela said, the same thing we're doing. Have some fun. She had a great idea. Go to the movies. Enjoy yourself. You there? We're going to go ahead and call it a good one and welcome everybody to listen to Psyche's Gone Wild show, and we'll be looking forward.
I agree. Can you hear me, Jethro?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Barely. Okay, and I think, what do you think, Pamela? Do you agree? Just go ahead and we'll just say this has been our good hour. We'll catch you guys as soon as this lets us play in the studio again. And this was real, and that's what we gave you. And you know how to get a hold of us if you need to through the holidays. You've got our sites. Pamela, tell them how to get a hold of you if they need a reading. Okay, we're going to go ahead and go, and blessings to all of you guys. We'll talk to you again on Psyche's Gone Wild. We'll be on tomorrow night at 8.
Oh, sure. It's actually, they can just... look up Pamela.
Okay. We're going with it. Then Pamela's getting cut out. We can't hear her. They're
okay,
doing
it. I think you're... All right. Happy holidays, Jethro.
Happy holidays to you guys. Blessings. Have a great day.